We'll take care of it. So you just take your time there. Whenever you get ready, I'll talk to your wife there. She'll be all right. We'll get things straightened out. You there, Bill?
Bill?
Still there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Please hang on.
Yes, I'll do it.
I'll pull
the
cell phone,
Bill. That's okay. But call, I know he's there. He's taking over there.
Lorna.
Yes?
Lorna.
Yes. Luana. Are you the little girl?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Here we go.
All right, now you wake up. Dr. Malstock, you wake up and talk to me now.
Okay, here's Lorna.
Yes.
The little girl.
The little girl? Or is that your wife? Hello?
Hello.
All right, now who are you?
Lorna.
I know, but are you... Bill, I mean, Lorna, are you the little girl that's possessing this woman? Huh? You want to find your mommy? All right. Now, Tall Oak is there. You see Tall Oak there. You see the Indian that is there? And he wants to take you, Leona, to your mother. Do you want to find your mother? Would you want to go with him and see and get your mother? Yeah, I know, but he'll take you there. Do you want to go with him and then to find to your mother? Huh? Yeah, well... Now, you go with Tall Oak, and he'll take you to your mother, okay? He's a very fine, nice Indian boy, and he's very pleased to help you. Now, will you go with him and go into that place to see your mother? Huh? I say that your mommy, he's going to take you to your mommy. Huh? All right, now you go with him. You see that Indian that's alongside you?
Yeah.
He'll take you. Now, will you go, Lorna? Will you go with him?
No.
All right, now he'll take you to your mother. Now, Tall Oak, Lorna wants to go with us. Take her away. Take her away to her mother now.
Right.
Thank you, Leona. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Bill, your wife is Leona's gone now. Now, you take your time. Take your time. Your wife all right now? Huh? Now, come on, Bill, straighten out. I'll straighten you out too, Bill.
I don't want.
It's all right now, come on. Everything's gonna be all right, Bill.
My wife just walked over to me and asked me what's that.
Huh?
What's that, Bill?
What is that?
My wife just said, come over to me and say, what's the matter? She's my wife. Talk to my wife.
All right, okay. And what's her first name?
Mary Ellis.
Oh, yeah, Mary Ellen. All right, let me talk to her.
Hello.
Hello, Mary.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, who's this?
Dr. Mandel. Yes. George Meek called me and told me to call you. You needed some help.
Oh.
And I just sent Leona, who was bothering you, into to meet her mother. They're going to take her to her mother.
I'll be gone.
So you're no longer bothered with her. Yes. Now, you feel all right now?
Yeah, I feel great.
Sure. So, you just, we'll take care of that. Let me talk to your husband, Bill.
All right.
Huh?
He's going into transition.
I know that. I know that. Now, we're going to remove from him. You stay on the phone now, Mary.
All
right. Now, Tolo, he'll be back in a few minutes. He's gone. He's taken Leona to into progression, where to meet her mother. Now, he'll be back very shortly, and then he's going to take away from Bill what's troubling him.
Oh, I hope so.
We know so, because this is my work.
Oh.
George is a good friend of mine, and he called me, and we'll handle this all right. Now, Tolok, as soon as you're back, you get to work on Bill and remove from him this excess baggage. Now,
should I hold the phone to Bill?
What's that?
Should I give Bill the phone?
No, you hold the phone so I can handle it so I know what's going on.
All right.
Now, you've been in trance before?
He says I've been in
trance. Yes, I know it. I know it. This girl had a hold of you. Now she's gone. Was you troubled with this before?
Not, just a few times again.
Well, all right, you're okay now. Now, I want to straighten Bill out. So, now, I'm going to tell him. Just put the, can you put the phone on his ear so I can talk to the new, take it back to you so I can talk to you. All right, then hold it there for about 30 seconds. All right, now, Bill, I want you to wake up. Wake up. Wake up, Bill, you're all right. Tall Oak has got some boys there. Well, Tall Oak has got some boys there, and they're going to help you. They're going to remove that person, and we're going to be kind to them. And put him into progression, a very beautiful place where you don't bother. Only love we use. Now, you back on, Mary?
Yes.
Now, is he woke?
Go to hell.
Huh?
Go to hell.
What did he say?
He's not himself.
I know it, but I mean, what did he say?
He's swearing again.
That's okay. That's not him. Now, it's not him.
Yeah.
That's the entity.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to move that entity out of him.
Yeah.
Just like we moved Lamon out.
Lorna.
Like in Mara, yeah. Now, Tolo, you see now that this individual is taken out and put into, I say in the name of the Most High God, Tolo, you remove this disturbance from this man. Get him out of there. You have to pull him out by the ears. Get him out of there. But he's got to be, he doesn't want to leave himself, so we'll have to pull him out and put him into a jail. Pull him out of there. Calling on all our help. We're calling on our help. Come in the seat,
Richard.
Here.
Richard.
Hello now.
Richard.
Yeah, Bill?
Yeah.
You feel all right now, Bill?
Richard.
Dr. Mandel.
Richard.
Dr. Mandel, talking.
Richard, you know me, Richard.
Oh, who are you?
I'm Richard.
Richard who? Richard who?
I don't know.
Yeah, look at you're disturbing Bill. Do you know that?
You know me, son of a
bitch. Richard, why, you want to go into a beautiful place?
You know me, Richard. I'm Richard. You know me.
Yeah, well, Richard, I want to help you. Do you want help?
Son of a bitch.
Richard, do you want some help? You can get help if you want it. I don't want to put you to jail. You wouldn't want to do that, would you?
I'm Richard.
I know it, but you wouldn't want to go to jail, would you?
I'm Richard.
I want you to leave Bill's body. Do you hear me?
Oh, my God.
Do you hear me? You're occupying somebody's body. I want you to leave that body. Do you hear me? Richard? Tall Oak? You clean that body out and take him into wherever he needs to go, if he's willing to go to... Huh?
Paul. Paul.
Yes?
It's you, Paul.
No. This is Dr. Mandel still on the phone. Dr. Mandel.
I called Paul.
I know, but they called me.
Oh.
Bill? Are you listening to me, Bill?
Yes, sir.
You hear me talking plain?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now, you're Bill O'Neill. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Henry A. Mandel.
I called Paul.
I know, but he called me, and me called me. Now, we remove these entities that had been bothering you and your wife.
Yes, sir.
Now, you free to clear now? You all right now? Bill? Huh?
He's holding his stomach here.
Yeah, that's because they heard it. Now, I'm taking away that pain from his stomach. The pain will go away. I'm holding his stomach. Although I'm not there. Bill, just take your time. Take your time. You'll be all right. Feeling better now?
Yeah.
Huh? Good. Just talk to me now.
Paul. Oh, my God.
What's the matter, Bill?
My God.
Huh?
I'm very tired.
What's that?
I'm very tired.
Yeah, you're all right. You just had a terrible ordeal.
Oh, my God.
You're all right, Bill. Just calm down and talk to me now. You see, your wife's all right, too, now.
I've never experienced this before.
Well, very few people do. And there's not very many people in the world can do what we're doing.
Can I blow my nose?
Sure. Blow it all you want to. Huh?
Where's Paul?
Well, Paul is not around because he can't do nothing. And George Meek called me.
Yes, sir.
And I'm taking over. Are you satisfied now?
Oh, yeah.
Because this is my work, Bill. And we do this. And you're all right now. Now, I want you to listen to me close. Now, you're not bothered by no one now.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
No.
I don't.
Hmm?
I don't want no part of this.
No, well, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. Now, we asked that you... See, we have an Indian guide who's doing this work. And he's taking all this over. And he's doing it. He's down near home with a lot of boys.
She's a son of a bitch. You know that, don't you?
Huh?
She's a no good whore. You know that, don't you?
Who's that? Who's that? Who is?
Going again.
I know, there's another one in them. Now, Tolok, there's another one in there.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
All right, Tolok, take out that one. And,
Oh, my God. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Well, it's just so.
I don't believe this shit.
Now, you want help, too? What's your name? What is your name? I want to help you. Will you tell me your name? Come on now, everyone needs help. Let me help you. Come on, talk to me.
I'm so very tired.
Huh?
I'm tired.
I know, but who's talking to me now? Philip?
Yes.
Philip, I want you to listen to me. I'm Dr. Mandel, and I have the power to put you into a jail for 1,000 years if you don't want to do as I tell you to do. Is that what you'd like to do? Would you want to go to jail for 1,000 years? Philip? Do you hear me talking to you? Well, Tolok is there, and he's willing to take you in a place called Progression, where there's love. But you must leave. You must leave that body of bills, and that home, it's not for you. There's a better place for you.
I'm having fun.
Huh?
I'm having fun.
I know, but you're going to go in jail, and you won't have fun there for 1,000 years if you don't get out. Now, which do you want? Do you want to go to jail? I have the power to put you there. Philip? Do you hear me?
Okay. Who? I don't know.
All right, do you want it?
Paul. Dr. Mint?
Yes, I'm here, Bill. I'm here, Bill.
I called Paul.
I know you did. Now, how do you feel now?
Oh, kind of tired.
You feel better?
How long is it going to say?
Huh?
How in the heck did I get a hold of you?
George Meek called me. You know George Meek?
Oh, down in Florida, yeah.
Yeah, and he called me. This is my work, Bill.
Well, I called Paul about my wife.
I know it.
How in the dickens are you all of you?
Well, he called George Meek because they don't understand that. George Meek knows that I can, and it's my work, and he called me.
You're
Bill? Tullock, remove that. All right, my hands are on you, Bill. Take him out, Tullo. Yank him out of there.
Yeah.
Take him out.
Close my eyes. I don't see anything.
Come on.
Closing my eyes.
I don't care whether you close your eyes or not. That's all right. We'll get rid of it. He's got quite a few in there. You're all right now.
Thank heavens.
Now, Mary, I'm going to put around you a new aura, and new vibrations, so they can't disturb you again.
Okay.
Now, I ask this in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, as I put my hands surrounding your. I'm asking that the colors of the blue and the pink and the gold and the purple surround you in light and that electric magnetic vibrations surround you completely so that no one can get back in there. And I say that in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, that my hands are his and his are mine, as I'm touching you now in the head. So be it. Now I can't bother you. Now what's happening to Bill?
Sitting on the couch lighting up a cigarette.
No, he shouldn't light no cigarette. Take that cigarette away from him.
Okay.
He's sitting on a couch?
Yeah.
Well, then he got up off the floor.
Yeah. I'm still there.
Huh?
He's fighting something.
I know he is. That's the Indian boys, our Indian guides, that are removing that excess baggage he's got. It'll be taken care of.
He seems to think he's son of a bitch. No, I didn't pull you off the couch. Trying to shake you up, I think.
What's going on, Mary?
Act like somebody just shoved him off the couch and he got right back up again.
Yeah, that's all right. Tell him to not light a cigarette.
He's not.
No. And just simply stay there and we'll clear him.
Just sit there.
Dr. Bernard, because I will to intercede here to see that this is the help is all there that need to be to complete this.
That's
not somebody pushing him. Yes, I know. That may be Tolo going after that. He didn't want to be by himself. Lamona left by herself. She wanted her mommy, and we sent her to her mommy.
Yeah.
But this one here is not a little girl. Have you experienced anything like this before?
Never.
Good. This happens every day. And our book, Banners of Light, explains all this.
Mm-hmm.
This is our work. But very seldom I get called at 4 o'clock in the morning to emergencies like this, but I'm willing to help.
Where are you located at?
St. Petersburg Beach, Florida. What's that?
I can't tell if he's coming out of it or not.
Well, he will. He will.
You know, we just think we'll stay away from him for a while.
What's that?
We'd like to stay away from him for a while if we could.
From who?
The spirits. You know,
what have you been doing that you got in caught in this? Were you implicated in any places that work in this line? Or accept them?
No. Well, we've done some reading, but that's about the extent.
Just reading?
For me, I mean.
You didn't go to any spiritualist churches?
No.
Well, any, just reading, huh?
For myself, I know.
Yeah, well.
Experienced a couple of them.
Any group of people that claim that they have power?
No.
Well, it's not necessarily so, because they can take over anyone who gets in the, well, now what does Bill do and you? Do you let yourself get disillusioned?
No, not.
You don't, no alcohol in excess?
Once in a while he does.
Well, that's where the trouble is.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him not to take a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Or.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get his order back now. Because we have the help from the spirit world we're working with. Now, they called up and said here that you was on the floor dying, and that's why that I called, took up this. Now, what's Bill doing?
Sounds like Philip or whoever's talking again.
Do what? Philip?
Back
at it again. Who are you? Philip? Well, can you put the phone for a few seconds now so I can talk to Philip? Philip?
Here,
Philip? Philip? I want to talk to you. You want to talk to me? Huh?
She said.
What's that? Yeah.
She said.
Philip, do you want some help? Not where you are. That's a dark place where you are.
She said, you sell a truck.
Huh?
She said.
What'd she say?
The whore, you know, the whore.
Well, that's not true.
She said, you sell a truck.
You sell the truck?
Yeah. And we'll buy this place, you see.
Who's talking now, Philip?
I'm Philip.
Huh?
I'm Philip.
I know. I'm talking to you, Philip.
Oh,
I'm talking to you. I'm telling you, would you like to get out of the darkness you're in and get into a beautiful, bright place?
She said.
I know, I'm talking to you, Philip.
She said, you sell the truck.
Bill, Philip, I'm talking to you. Listen to me. Will you listen to me a moment? I want to help you, Philip. Do you want help?
Okay, everybody wants to help.
Huh?
Everybody.
All right, then, Philip, do you see Tall Oak there? The Indian boy, the Indian man? If you don't, he's there. And he's willing to help you and take you out of the darkness. You're in the dark, Bill, and you don't belong there.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't you rather be in the light somewhere? Huh? Bill? I mean, Philip? Do you hear me, Philip?
I close my eyes.
Huh? We'll give you help, Philip.
I'm going to close my eyes.
Philip, we're going to give you help. Now, Tall Oak, take Philip. Where do you go with the Tall Oak? Philip?
Nope. My eyes are closed. I don't believe it.
What don't you believe? What don't you believe?
Honey.
Philip, what don't you believe?
My wife sees it and I don't see it.
Huh?
My wife sees it, and I don't believe it.
Who's talking now?
My eyes are closed. I can't see it.
I know, but who are you? Is this Bill talking or Philip?
Yeah, Philip's my name. You remember that truck stop, you remember?
The what?
Truck stop. You know.
Is that where you get killed?
No.
Well, you're dead, you know, Philip. You know you're dead, don't you?
I'm not dead. You're kidding.
Yes, you are. That's what I want to tell you, Philip.
I'm sitting right here.
No, you're dead, Billy. You're occupying another body. And this is what I want to help you with. I want to take you where you belong. You don't belong where you are, Philip.
You're confusing me, man. You know, I don't even know why I'm talking to you.
Because you want help, Philip, and I'm going to give you the help. Now, if you go with Tall Oak in a very nice, pleasant way, and I won't have to put you in jail. Now, you don't want to go to jail, do you?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, of course you don't. No one wants to go to jail. Mind you, for 1,000 years. Now, if you leave this man, you're dead, Bill. You didn't know. I mean, Philip, you don't know that, but you are. And we want to help you now to get into where there's a beautiful, bright light for you to see, not a darkness like you're in. Now, everybody wants help, Philip, don't they? Will you accept my invitation and just see where he wants to take you? If you're satisfied, you could always come back, but that isn't the case. Will you go with Tall Oak now? Philip?
Huh? If I can see him, I'll go with him.
All right. Well, he'll take you. You don't have to. He'll take you if you don't see him. He'll tell Oak to take Philip away. He wants to go where there's bright light, and he wants to go where he should be. Help him out now. Take him away now, Tall Oak. Now let me talk again to...
Hey, Paul.
Now let me talk to...
Paul.
Bill, yeah.
Paul.
Yes.
Hold on, you couldn't figure out what time to get a hold of you all day.
Yeah.
Where
have
you been?
Okay, Bill, I'm talking to you. What's that?
He says he don't know you.
That's all right. Tell him that George Mee called me.
He's a friend of George Mee. He wants
to talk to you.
Here,
let me just talk to him.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, Bill. My name is Dr. Henry A. Mandel.
Yes, sir.
And I'm a friend of George Meek's.
Yes, sir. May I help you, sir?
You know George?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I just know him by correspondence. I've never met him.
Yeah, well, he said you was in trouble and your wife, and he called me, and this is my work, Bill.
Oh, dear God.
And so I called you on the phone to straighten things out, and you are free now from those entities that had been disturbing you and your wife. Bill?
Forgive me.
Okay now?
Yeah, forgive me.
Huh?
Forgive me.
I didn't hear that.
I say forgive me for crying. I can't help it.
That's all right. You feel all right now? Bill?
Yes, sir.
I mean you're not bothered by anybody now.
No, my wife was up. That's why I called George, you know?
I know. Then you had news also.
Huh?
You was also.
Me?
Yeah, that's why we moved from you.
You're kidding.
No, your wife, no. That's your wife, she'll tell you.
No, she... My wife is a medium. She don't know it.
She's a medium?
She don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Lorna came through and I got all shook up and I thought I should call somebody.
Yeah, well, we took Lamona and took her back to her mother. She's no longer bothering your daughter, your wife.
Oh, thank God. Lorna's gone.
Now, you both all right? Now I can say goodnight to you?
Yep.
Huh?
I guess so.
Okay, now just a minute, Bill.
I don't even know what's going on.
Well, you don't have to, Bill. You'll know about it later. Now, I want to put a new aura around you. Just a minute. I want to put the colors of blue and green and et cetera around you. Gold and purple to cover your new aura. And then I want the electric magnetic fence wound around you through the power. And I call on Jesus of Nazareth to do this. And as my hands are his, his are mine, I say, in thy name so be it, that there you are now, have the high vibrations, that no one can touch you again. Your house is cleared. Okay, Bill?
Never again.
No, as long as you don't get drunk, as long as you don't take any sleeping pills, you'll be all right. Now remember that.
I will.
Okay?
I promise.
Good night, Bill.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Good night, Bill.